My love affair with food goes back to my childhood days in San Francisco. I was the only child of only children, and when my nanny tired of keeping me amused, she parked me in the kitchen. As it happened, I enjoyed mixing, measuring, and licking bowls more than playing with dolls or on swing sets. Pretty soon, instead of reading fairy tales, I was reading cookbooks. I especially loved reading about fantastic desserts made with masses of eggs and butter and sugar and chocolate. It was just as satisfying as eating them. I grew up in an era when young women took cooking classes before they married. So fresh from college and before my marriage, off I went. And yes, at cooking school, I concentrated on learning to make the special things that I drooled over in cookbooks. Today, lucky me, I can confidently say that my biggest life influences come from the memorable meals I've had all over the world, in some of the most beautiful houses belonging to my incredible friends. I've been influenced by the meals I've eaten with friends and also because of the way they entertain. For instance, the presentation, everything from the tablecloths to the way the food looks, is as significant as how the meal tastes. The most important ingredient of successful entertaining, the one I prize above all others, is the warmth of the host. You can have the best meal in the world, but without that personal touch, you might as well have gone to a 4-star restaurant. Not a dreary alternative, I know, but nothing in my view can compete with a well-executed dinner party at home.